Oh, yes, we are running with Rudolph today and running with Running Wild. If you want to get wild, if you want to get some good Christmas shopping done, I will tell you, I've already mapped out my Christmas shopping to the point where I'm texting my husband. This, I have a plan on this day, and these are the shops I want to go to.
She's got her fingers up yes. right now.
Oh, I am making the list and checking it twice. Okay, so Paul is having fun in Austin, right?
Yes.
So Cherie Epstein is here this morning with Running Wild. If you have a question, or maybe you're trying to get ideas for gifts, maybe you're on the fence about signing up for the Runway 5K or the Ho Ho Hustle or anything else that's coming up for a run, maybe you're just on the fence about running in general. If you would like to text in a question, 850-437-1620. Yes, two locations to choose from to do your shopping. We have, of course, our Cervantes location in Pensacola and also downtown Fairhope, which is just a little over a year. The new location is a little over a year
old.
Yeah,
we just celebrated a year.
In the building. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, so tell me, before we hop into some Runway 5K talk, which I want to really encourage people to support the USO, what else has been going on at Running Wild?
The store is just hopping. I mean, it's like a party there. Before we open at 10 o'clock in the morning, but the doors have secretly been opening earlier, and there has been plenty of action before 10 a.m.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
I mean, that's really good, though. I mean, the support that you must feel from the community members
yes.
and patrons that
yes.
are shopping local.
Yes, we are very, very grateful to our community.
I'm glad to hear that it is busy. Number one, I want to hear that for all of our local businesses. How was Saturday though? I know a lot of people do the shop small Saturday with that big push, trying to avoid the Black Friday big box retailers and then support local. How did it end up turning out for you?
Well, we did a 3-day sale. It was kind of a tier, basically 20% off Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And then we offered, you get rewards points when you use the app. We offered triple points on Saturday, and people were plugged in using that community. It's the more you spend, the more you get back. So they're definitely feeling, they're getting back too.
Yeah.
So it was hopping.
What does that do though? I mean, for a small business, having to have enough workers on the floor, not only to check people out who are coming in, hey, I want this gift card and I want some socks to stuff it into the stocking stuffers, right? Or I already know what size I wear. I need this outfit for so-and-so or for myself. But then you also have the professional fitters, right? Too.
Right.
How do you end up being able to juggle all that this time of year?
I'm not kidding you. It's a struggle to keep. Well, we have an A+ team right now. We have the best team we have ever had. Everyone is dialed in, and they want to serve the community. So it's not like they're, oh, I'm getting a retail job so I can get a paycheck. There are people who want that,
of course.
But at the same time, these are people that have a genuine, authentic desire to serve others.
That's
and,
awesome.
So I just thank my lucky stars for our team that trains these people. We just have a good setup. And that being said too, so three of our leaders and Paul are in Austin, Texas today, this whole week. It's called the Running Event. It's a trade show and conference for running specialty all across the country.
That's awesome. So what kind of knowledge do they glean from an event like
that?
Well,
so it's a celebration too. So like tonight there's a dinner from On that we were invited to. And so the vendors are celebrating with us. The conference, you're getting information like sales information, customer service information, expanding your customer base for different populations too. And so just really, and giving us insight, and then, and Paul gives others insight too on how to serve communities and how we can give back. Cause we, I mean, I think people that when you go into a running retail store, not only are the people that work there, but all across the country, most stores, they're in it for a passion to serve others. Because running is like the coolest sport in the world. Because running and walking, it just gives you this outlet where it's not just about self. It's about others, community.
Yeah. I know I did the last mile 5K last weekend before I left for vacation for Thanksgiving. It was so encouraging. And we had Frankie Pesci on the show. Of course, got to support him and Kristen, and ran into Paul, hung out with Paul.
Yes.
It was also fun to watch the art and pristine efficiency that Paul and the team has when breaking down the race. Obviously, I didn't see them set up, but just how it was like a well-oiled machine of taking down banners and moving cones and signs and getting things loaded. It was cool to see that, because not only did he pack everything up efficiently, but it gave him enough time to come in. And I watched him walk around the building. We were at Seville, and we were hanging out celebrating, and people were getting their awards. And it was really cool to be a part of a family friendly, fun atmosphere where kids were dancing. But it was cool to see, like, Paul was, hey, I want you to come be friends with this person. I want you to come be friends with that person. Hey, do you know this guy ran this thing over here and did this? To see that and celebrate others. You're right.
Right.
It is a community effort. And then I saw a couple of days ago that the Last Mile 5K did like a little bit of a poll with people who ran. Why do you run? And people were like, because I want to have time with my friends. And so this is my time to be healthy and be with my friends. This is my mental relief. Like, I think it's a really cool thing to celebrate that. I'm all, you know, you want to celebrate the Oscars? Cool. But let's celebrate people who focus on health too.
Right. And it is the greatest therapy ever. When one of my girlfriends yesterday, I hadn't run with her in months, and she just had a really stressful holiday. And we were able to, by the time she left, she was like, thank you so much. I just feel so much better. I think you can get a lot of that over a cup of coffee, just having a cup of coffee. But I think also, when you are the rhythmic breathing and the step, it just takes your mind. I just don't really have words to explain to it.
No,
it's
I understand.
A meditation on its own.
Oh, absolutely. And then it's cool because you take that, and I'll get to your questions, 850-437-1620. I know it's 10:15. We have some time left. I promise to get to your questions with Sheree and Running Wild. Here's a couple coming in. But you take that you've learned and trained for, whether it's for, you know, mental health or seeing, you know, what personal records you can set, and then you move it into doing a 5K or doing a family-friendly, you know, event, like getting your kids involved and doing something with them and celebrating what they did too. It's life changing. And, you know, whether it's the turkey trot or ho ho hustle or something really like overwhelming, to be honest, like the runway 5K, it celebrates how far you've come as well.
Right.
So with the runway 5K, I know that people can still sign up. The USO has their own personal website, which I'll go ahead and throw that link into our podcast page today, just so you know. But is that coming up this weekend or
next? This weekend, Saturday.
I feel like just time went.
Yeah, it has a little bit later start and stuff, but it is definitely coming up.
That's awesome. So if you want more information, you can find that online again. And that one's a family-friendly event as well, if you're on the fence. And then we have, is Ho Ho Hustle next weekend, or am I getting ahead?
Then the next weekend is Ho Ho Hustle, which is very family-friendly. I was just looking at memories on Facebook that popped up, and it was my oldest daughter's very first 5K. I think she was like 7 years old, and I was walking behind her, and she's walking and talking with a friend wearing blue jeans.
Of course.
Okay. I'm like, wearing my daughter wearing blue jeans. And the whole time, all she could talk about was how much hot chocolate there was going to be and the cookies and the marshmallows and just like on and on. For 3 miles, she talked about all the sweets. I mean, it is a sugar fest.
That is hysterical. I mean, that is... You know, some adults want beer at the end of the runway or pasta. Nope. Kids are like, yeah, can I get a candy cane drenched in Pop Rocks and
right.
And sugar?
Speaking about the Ho-Ho Hustle is so, so much fun. That's there at the store, at our store in Cervantes. That's on the 10th?
Is I think it's the 10th.
Yeah. The 10th?
8th, 9th, 10th, yes.
And then there's a... fun 1 mile run afterwards. And then I'm going to plug this in too. Pensacola Runners Association does a Christmas 1 mile dash before the parade. That's go to PensacolaRunnersAssociation.com to sign up for that. But it is like running the Boston Marathon for 1 mile. The streets are all lined up with people because they're getting ready for the parade. And so, I mean, it's 1 mile. I mean, I'm going to do the Ho-Ho Hustle with my daughter and who's in high school. And then we're going to race each other at the Christmas Dash that evening and for money.
That's so
I know
fun.
That's probably not a great parenting plug-in that I bribe my kids with money. But
what else have I bribed them with? Yeah, definitely money. I'll give you $5.
Just money please. Works really. Like what do you have on your Christmas list? Money. Gift cards.
Money talks. I will say that. Yeah, it is cool to see though when people come out with their families
right.
and then the kids or with they're running with their dogs or whatever it is. And then to see just the celebration at the end, whether it's over hot cocoa, which is appropriate for this
right.
time of year. I mean, you can make it a full day event, run
right.
in the Ho-Ho Hustle, and then do some small business shopping.
Right.
Go walk around the store at the end, mm-hmm. see what you find. Maybe you'll find something for your kids to use. Maybe some safety clips for them to wear to encourage them to go on a little run with you. There's so many different ideas. And then head to one of our many other small businesses and make it like a fun thing
right.
with the kids.
Right.
You know, head somewhere for breakfast after. I think it's like just something special for us to do. I'll be at the Fairhope location. I can't say when because it's on my map. I have to look at my map.
Yay.
But I try to map everything out, and I think it's fun to give it to the kids this time of
right.
year.
Right.
And be like, look, these are all the people we're going to go see in our mm-hmm. small business. And they know people on a first name basis.
Right. They're
like, it was really funny the other day when they saw Paul at the run. Hey, that's your friend. That's your friend, Paul. Like, Mr. Paul. Mr. Paul to you.
Paul.
It's funny when an 8-year-old is like, hey, that's your friend, Paul.
Oh, yeah. No. All of my daughter's friends have been calling Paul since they were like 5 years old.
I think it's very sweet. So what are some gift ideas, just like looking ahead and trying to get ahead of the shopping curve for people who might head out later on today?
So gift cards are really, really great because you still have to get, when you buy a pair of shoes, you need to get fit for the shoes. So you could see a sale pair. Now you can return the shoes, but you're returning them. And I mean, that's not really the gift right there. So if they have a gift card, then they can come in and get the whole shebang
mm-hmm.
and get a gait analysis and get the right shoe right and get it sized the way that it should be sized. So you may have the size on apparel is great. There's outfits that are fantastic. Probably my favorite brand is Vuori, but we have Lululemon and Glider and Rabbit and then some other, you know, the Brooks and some of the other brands, but they're amazing. And then, but like gift stocking stuffers, socks. Nobody really buys socks for themselves, hardly. So, you know, that is a great gift to put in somebody's bag that you love. And kids too. There's the Injinji toe socks. So kids
that's becoming a huge trend again, fashion, but also I don't think you understand when your toe has its own barrier from being touched by your other toe.
Right.
It's like a game changer for walkers and runners.
Right. It makes it, the only bad thing is then that's the only socks that you can feel comfortable wearing. So when you put on other socks, it's like, ew, my toes are touching each other. Ew.
So before I went back into toe socks, because I actually didn't know it was a thing 2 years ago, I would every morning wrap my toes individually before I did my 6 mile run. Every morning. I mean,
with what?
I had these, like, it was like this felt.
Oh my goodness.
And at one point I ran out, so I used KT.
Oh wow.
I cut it and just
went. And you didn't get blisters from that?
No. Wow. And then I tried gauze, but it's too much work.
Right.
Just
right.
Buy 5 pairs of socks, wash them.
They're amazing.
But you do get pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah.
So I had to like make sure, okay, with my running, walking, I did the toe, and then my Vans or my Converse and boots, I had regular boot socks. But it is for that person in your life, like if they have, you know, different like foot issues too, there's all different kind of socks that you can get just for them to wear, and walking shoes and everyday shoes that will make them feel more comfortable and
well,
fit to
especially
them.
People that are starting bunions or have bunions, there's a lot of, so we have like a spacer or a toe spacer that you can put in your toes that are like braces. Like kids have braces for their teeth, or adults have braces for your teeth. Those teeth bones move into place. A toe spacer acts the same way, and it moves those toes into place without surgery. And I have never, ever had somebody come into the store and say, oh my God, I'm so glad I had surgery on my feet. That was the greatest. Never, not
once.
Oh,
it's so hard. It's so very hard on people once you have that. And I'll tell you, I know people who have switched their shoes after getting fit at Running Wild, and it's a game changer. People with bunions, with foot issues, what is that, plantar fasciitis?
Right.
Oh my gosh. And it's, if you don't know how things move and what shoes are best for your foot, the way that your hips move, the way that your body moves, you're doing yourself a disservice. And I think it's cool. Like you said, do a gift card, have it, you know, you can get your free fitting with it, stuff it with some toe socks or a cool t-shirt that's like a local t-shirt with Running Wild. There's that too. And you tuck that into a gift bag and boom, mom's done.
Yeah. We even have cute little gift bags and tissue and we can do it for you. And
Somebody was wondering, I want to get to this question. This is actually a really good question. And if you want to drop your name under the text, I would love to know who's texting in. It's 10:25. So we have a little less than 5 minutes left with Sheree from Running Wild. Do you give gift cards? Let me back up. You've talked about, it was the first text. You've talked about having a massage therapist at your locations. Do you do gift cards for those massage therapists, and do they work with people who are currently training for runs?
So that's a very good question. We personally don't do the gift cards through her, but she would.
Okay.
She's very, very booked as she is.
I bet.
She's very, very booked. So when you can get in to see her, her name is Caroline Brown. And if you call the store, they can give you her phone number. I think we have some cards up there. But she is, you know, for her to do 5 or 6 massages a day, that's a full schedule. That's really, really tough on her. She could easily, I mean, she could get more because of the request, but she can only do so many in a day.
Oh yeah, I bet. And so, it's a lot.
Yeah, but she is the best. So we only have one massage therapist, but she is the best in the world, voted by her peers.
Okay. Oh, absolutely. If you have any other questions, you want to drop them in before we wrap up. It's 1026-850-437-1620. Like I mentioned, we have Runway 5K, my Ho-Ho Hustle that's coming up as well. Anything to look forward and mark our calendars with in the new year?
That's just people. We're going to start a Frozen Feet Challenge coming up very soon, which we do every year. It's free. just for people to have accountability. There'll be some, you know, you sign up as a group and there'll be an accountability sheet that you do through the app this year. It'll be through the app. And then we'll do like some goodies and have a little celebration afterwards. It's either 4 to 6 weeks at the beginning of the year, frozen feet, get out, walk and run every single day.
Fun. I like it. I like it a lot. 850-437-1620. Can toe spacers or toe socks help with any kind of hammer toe issues?
Well, so yes and no. It's not the cure all, but it's a starting point. So it does help a little bit, but there's some other things that you need to do and to release those muscles that are doing that.
Okay. I suggest heading to the store. I'm going to send you some information and that way you can ask questions. They're wonderful. Everybody who works there is very knowledgeable and will walk you through, show you all the options for toe socks or spacers, or even just walking through some little different stretches. Everybody there is either a runner, an athlete, and so they know what they're talking about. One more question before we run out of time. Good morning to Jacques. What time is the Runway 5K this weekend?
The Runway 5K, I believe, you can check the website, but I know it's a later start, like 9 o'clock.
Oh, it is a later start.
So check the website on that to be double sure. But most of our races start at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. And I think we're still doing packet pickup at 9 o'clock at that race.
Yeah, packet pickup is available 8:30 to 9:30. And the race is at 10.
Yeah.
So there we go. I'm trying to get my fingers to move faster than my brain. That's what that
10 o'clock start.
Okay. Which is kind of nice. You get to sleep in a little bit, get all rested up, eat a good breakfast, and then come out.
Yes.
That's awesome. I sent you the link. Anybody else who texts in any questions, I'll make sure that I send you the link this morning. Again, just want to let you know that I tell everybody every day, we do like a small business shout out almost every day. And today's, of course, is Running Wild. I'll say it's a household name and a staple in our community. Having lived near y'all for so long and getting to know people who worked there for so many years, you really, like you said, do care about the community, people's health, not just physically, but mentally, and also relationally, and making friends and being in the community and linking health and mental health with friendship and community. So today is the day. I'm telling you, even if you have to wait a little bit and walk around the store, there's so much to see. And there's stocking stuffers and little gifts for everybody. That teacher, we have a teacher who runs, you know her. Mm-hmm. I won't say her name on air, but you know, I already know, like, that's the gift. That's the go-to for her. Plus you support a small business and a locally owned businesses that are either in Pensacola or Fairhope. So Sheree, I'll see you before Christmas, but until then, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Or thank ho, you. Ho, hustle.
Thank you. Thank you.
My goodness. Oh, and thank you for texting in this morning. I love hearing from you. Yes, I will get you all the links to what we discussed. Don't forget to check out this podcast in our podcast page, newsradio923.com, or in our new mobile app, News Radio Pensacola.